fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions. Is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Green Living viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia on Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangqiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Cuba and Ecuador sign accords to benefit their countries. In ecology news, HSBC Bank supports the development of a marine park in Singapore. In humanitarian news, American star Beyoncé Knowles donates to help people overcome addictions. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 6th, is New Zealand's National Day. Known for its picturesque landscapes, New Zealand is home to approximately 1,500 native plant species, such as the golden cowhai and the scarlet pohutukawa, that are found nowhere else on Earth. New Zealand's concern for the environment is demonstrated in the fact that almost 25% of the land is safeguarded in national parks and reserves. New Zealand is also called Aotearoa, which means land of the long white cloud, in the language of the Maori, the indigenous people of the nation. Noted literary artists of New Zealand include short story writer Catherine Mansfield and Maori author Alan Duff. May the kind people of New Zealand have an auspicious National Day.
Fly-in news. Severe storm hits Argentina. On Monday, weather in central Argentina changed markedly from drought to torrential rains and winds, with 5 fatalities and nearly 50 injured as a result. Approximately 300 residents in the region had to be evacuated. The winds, blowing at over 90 kilometers per hour, brought down hundreds of trees and destroyed power lines, which caused the evacuation of 500,000 persons in the city of Rosario. Our sympathies go to those who have lost loved ones as we pray for heaven's protection to extend over all affected Argentinians. May our acts of greater compassion help uplift the world for all to enjoy comfortable and safe lives.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Supreme Master Television on Mongolian Cable Television. In addition to being broadcast on 14 global free-to-air satellite platforms, 13 cable and IPTV networks, and 18 online live stream and on-demand video channels, Supreme Master Television is also available on 3 free cable channels in Mongolia, reaching tens of thousands of households. Thanks to Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, Supreme Master Television reaches more than 12,000 regular viewers in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar. And in Kotal, it is broadcast to 8,000 additional viewers on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. Furthermore, at the Chinggis Khan International Airport, which is the country's largest air facility, Supreme Master Television continues airing 24/7 for the approximately 365,000 travelers who visit each year. We thank Supervision, Orange, and Gunnarin Cable Companies, as well as Chinggis Khan International Airport, for helping bring constructive programming through free television to wider audiences in Mongolia. Heaven bless the Mongolian people with continued noble advancements and peaceful ideals.
Bulgaria and Japan foster warm relations. At the conclusion of their state visit, Bulgarian President Georgi Parvanov and First Lady Zorka Parvanova joined Japan's Prince and Princess Akashino to honor the opening of an art exhibit featuring Bulgaria's ancient Thracian treasures. The exhibit was part of the 2009 Year of Bulgaria and Japan initiative, which is under the patronage of the Japanese Prince and the Bulgarian President. Japan and Bulgaria are also working to establish sister city relations between Kyoto and Veliko Tarnovo. Your Excellency and Your Royal Highness, we laud the sincerity and warmth of your country's relations. We wish that the people of all countries may enjoy such genuine brotherly love.
30 Pakistani detainees freed. 30 Pakistani security personnel have been freed a day following their detainment in Pakistan's northwestern Swat Valley. The men expressed gratitude for their quick and peaceful release. We join in thankfulness for the return of the Pakistani personnel. With Allah's blessings, may all people soon walk side by side in harmony and understanding.
Latin America receives first Russian TV channel. With its premiere program scheduled to air in Panama, Inter-Russia TV channel, or ITR TV, will broadcast in Russian with some Spanish subtitles. Plans include expansion to reach the nearly 500,000 Russian speakers throughout the Latin American region. ITR TV director Luis Romero said, "It will generate a new cultural space, like the various channels from other countries that already reach Panama." Congratulations, Inter-Russia TV channel and Russia, on your launch in Latin America. Best wishes for relations among your countries to flourish through culturally enlightening programming.
European Union report raises concerns about meat-borne bacteria. The annual Zoonoses report, issued by the European Food Safety Authority, or EFSA, and the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, or ECDC, revealed a 14.2% increase in Campylobacter infections for 2007, or more than 200,000 cases throughout member states. Samples revealed that 26% of raw poultry contained the bacteria. The presence of Listeria in meat also raised concern, as the fatality rate for people infected can be 20%, especially among the elderly. EFSA Director of Scientific Cooperation, Hubert de Leuker, stated, "The 2007 Zoonoses report shows that many bacteria are still being transmitted from animals to our food. Our appreciation, European Food Safety Authority and the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, for this data that shows the acknowledged risks of meat consumption. May the healthful safety of a vegan lifestyle be the option of choice for all people."
Third fatality in Netherlands from mad cow disease. According to the Dutch Institute for Public Health and the Environment, a third person has succumbed to variant Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, also known as mad cow disease. This human disease, which is always fatal, is contracted by eating infected meat of animals who suffered from the disease. We express our sympathies to the families who have lost loved ones, and we pray that in the future, all animals and humans may be spared such sicknesses through life-saving adoption of the plant-based diet.
Save our planet. Water footprint label to minimize food waste. John Dee, founder of Australian environmental organization Planet Ark, is recommending labels that show how much water is used to produce different foods. Designed by Professor Arjun Hoekstra of the UNESCO IHE Institute for Water Education, these water footprint labels are expected to be effective since people in Australia are already sensitized to water consumption and will likely be willing to change their behavior after becoming aware, for example, that a kilogram of beef requires some 100,000 liters of water to produce. What a great conservation concept. Many thanks, John Dee, Professor Hoekstra, and all involved in developing this innovation. May everyone realize the preciousness of our resources and opt for the most water-efficient, animal-free diet. During a video conference in July 2008 with Formosa or Taiwan, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the hidden water and energy costs in meat production.
If we all become vegetarian, then we will use very little fuel, as vegetable food can be grown everywhere easily and no need for long distance transportation and no need so much water to produce. To produce water, it costs also energy. To transport the meat and animals and taking care of them medically and every other means take a lot of energy. So if we do not have meat diet anymore, then we cut all that out. The 90% of the world food that we feed livestock daily right now can be distributed to all world citizens without further damage to the environment.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. costs $93 billion U.S. dollars each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Use up to 43% of the world's cereal. Use up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Save Our Planet, Audubon Society focuses on reversing climate change. In an effort to preserve the native habitats of the birds they love so well, the U.S.-based organization is initiating plans to advocate legislative changes for reducing society's carbon footprint. Biologist Paul Green, the Society's director in Tucson, stated, "It's clear that unless we do something about CO2, habitats will continue to deteriorate and we won't have the birds to watch." Director Green and concerned members of the Audubon Society, "We are grateful for your commitment to protecting our feathered friends worldwide. Let us all help to preserve the lives of our unique and irreplaceable animal cohabitants."
Save Our Planet. Human chain formed to safeguard India's sacred mountain. Approximately 20,000 indigenous people, some walking 70 kilometers to reach the gathering, united to send a message on protecting Yamgiri Mountain in Orissa State from bauxite mining and aluminum refinery operations. These peaceful protesters from more than 200 villages proceeded through the thick forests of Orissa to create a 17-kilometer human chain along the foothills of the mountain, which is considered holy by the locals. Environmental studies have shown that mining will lead to immense deforestation, loss of biodiversity, and major pollution. We are touched by the devotion of the indigenous people and their peaceful efforts to protect the holy Nyamgiri Mountain. Blessed be all such caring endeavors to save our earthly home.
Save Our Planet. Solar power improves lives of Pakistani villagers. The village of Arab Goth is being supplied with solar-powered energy thanks to the help of non-governmental organizations like Indus Earth Trust and the Pakistan Poverty Alleviation Fund. The community's 15 installed solar panels produce enough energy to provide light for 65 homes in the village. Furthermore, the solar power of the village is at times more reliable than the conventional power supplying nearby cities. The Pakistani government is currently working to add 8,000 more solar-lit homes over the next 2 years to the 3,000 already installed throughout the nation. Hats off Indus Earth Trust, Pakistan Poverty Alleviation Fund, and Pakistan for your illuminated solar success. Heaven surely shines on your continued efforts to bring sustainable improvements to so many people's lives.
Save Our Planet. Intercontinental Hotels Group has developed a new online management system for measuring energy and water consumption as well as carbon emissions to help decrease energy consumption in its global chain of hotels.
Save Our Planet. In Bekaa Valley, Lebanon's most important farming region, water shortages have become more serious and long-lasting due to population growth, lack of modern irrigation, and the effects of climate change.
Save Our Planet. Residents of many Northern California, USA communities are being asked to reduce water consumption by 50% to help alleviate what may be the worst drought in the state's history.
Hello, I am Una the Green Agouchi with a tip of the day. And I'm vegan, by the way. A simple idea to help the environment is to eat more whole fruits instead of buying cartons or cans of juice. That way you reduce the packaging needed, and you also get more of the fiber and vitamins from this delicious and healthy food. When you want fruit juice, consider having fun making it yourself. There's nothing like fresh juice. Thank you so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, how about taking a look at the weather around the world?
In world news, Cuba and Ecuador boost bilateral relations. Cuban President Raul Castro and Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa signed a series of accords on areas such as health, education, science, economics, sports, and risk management. Social security programs will be implemented to help people with disabilities rehabilitate. In addition, sharing between cultural and social organization will be increased. We respectfully laud Your Excellencies, President Raul Castro and President Rafael Correa, for your promising collaboration. May all Cuban and Ecuadorian citizens' lives be enhanced with heaven's blessings.
In ecology news, HSBC Bank donates more than $400,000 to support conservation efforts in Singapore. The contribution was presented to the Raffles Museum of the Biodiversity Research. It will be used to support a three-year plan to develop the island of Pulau Semakau into a marine park. Currently, this is the site of the nation's only landfill. 3,000 volunteers will be required to help with the project. One volunteer said, "I hear about the loss of corals because of global warming, and I think it's important to preserve our marine life here." Our sincere appreciation, HSBC, for your generous support of this important environmental project. May Pulau Semakau become a haven wherein precious wildlife can thrive. Coming up on Noteworthy News, famous singer and actress Beyoncé Knowles gives her movie salary to Drug and Alcohol Treatment Service. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. More generous news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gladdening news for a brighter world. In humanitarian news, singing and acting star from the United States donates her movie salary to Recovery Center. Beyoncé Giselle Knowles, known as Beyoncé, has given her entire salary from her role as Mrs. Etta James in the film Cadillac Records to Phoenix House. This organization has the largest nonprofit drug and alcohol prevention and treatment service in the USA. Beyoncé had visited the Brooklyn, New York branch of the association and talked with individuals there to prepare for the movie. She said, "What they do there is amazing. I learn a lot about life and myself. We tip our hats to you and heaven bless Beyoncé for your generous gift to Phoenix House. May many people be graced with a new chance in life through your kind help."
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Walking and Talking.
Two little girls met on the street. One said to the other, "You know, my little baby brother has been walking for 3 months now." The second girl said, "Wow, isn't that too tiring for a baby?"
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Ching Hai, thank you for your channel. I watch Supreme Master TV via Hotbird. I watch your programs that feature animal stories, and I find them comforting. And your noteworthy news, wonderful positive news. Also, do you have some nice cooking recipes on your website? Keep up the animal stories, it's just lovely. Yours in light always, Robin. P.S. Blessings to all for a peaceful world.
Hi, Robin. Nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Ching Hai has personally replied to you.
Kind Robin, it's good to know you enjoy and are comforted by Supreme Master TV programs. Animals are truly wonderful. There are lots of recipes on our web, suprememastertv.com, to download free of any charge or obligation. Be blessed. Love, love.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News. If you have uplifting stories from your part of the world, you can send them along with any other comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
May you always feel God's loving protection. We'll see you again.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Norway's Justice Ministry announces that female Norwegian police officers will be permitted to include the hijab or Muslim headscarf in their uniform.
Animal shelter volunteer Mrs. Tammy Gray of Illinois, USA has so far fostered 110 injured and newborn cats, ensuring their protection until they are able to find permanent homes.
Tunisia is to implement measures to enhance the nation's medical emergency response services, including increasing staff and building a new emergency room.
Using a new technique, U.S. researchers find that early forms of life, such as the sponge, flourished over 635 million years ago, many millions of years earlier than previously believed.
Canadian Health Minister Ron Leeper initiates the Kids Strong and Free campaign to boost cures for childhood diseases through bridging communication among scientists and health personnel.
Turkish President Abdullah Gül and his delegation visit Saudi businessmen to discuss their nation's growing fellowship and expanded bilateral relations.
Palestinians in Gaza are to benefit from a second round of humanitarian aid sent by Chile that includes hospital equipment, medicines, and blankets.
With the help of European Space Agency's Corot satellite, astronomers have discovered the smallest known transiting planet classified as a hot super-Earth orbiting a faraway star.
First Lady of France, Carla Bruni Sarkozy, is visiting Burkina Faso in her premier trip as a goodwill ambassador to the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria.
U.S.-based internet company Google offers a new mapping feature that allows people to share their whereabouts with others via their mobile phone.
The Ugandan government has provided the regional East Mango Growers Cooperative Union, or EMGCU, with 10 tractors financed with low-interest loans.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.